You are listening to Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
At 7:05 this morning, Dis-Chem Pharmacies Limited issued their interim financial results for the 6 months ended 31 August 2025, the first half of their new financial year. We're going to be taking a look at these numbers with the company's Chief Executive Officer, Rui Moresh. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of the company's performance. Rui, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. The business started off the year in positive territory. I mean, looking at the group revenues growing ever so steadily, almost in a double digits there from a six-month perspective. As the chief storyteller of the Dis-Chem business, how are you feeling about the first half of the year?
So I can give you the storytelling answer, I can give you the chief executive answer.
I'll take both.
But for all intents and purposes, I guess they're the same. I'm feeling very positive about the momentum that's been created in the business. I think our income statement really tells two stories. It tells one of what is fundamentally really strong performance in our core retail engine. So as I described in the presentation, 25% profitability growth in the core retail business, really coming from positive leverage, just the relationship between total income growth and cost growth. And then this concept of how we're thinking about the future, which is really moving away from being a retail healthcare provider, only a retail pharmacy, into an integrated healthcare provider, and really controlling and being both the funder and the provider into the healthcare space and innovating the delivery of care across South Africa. Obviously, it requires investment with longer term ambitions around return, but it also creates a very important defensive moat around healthcare delivery from a retail lens in what is a very disruptible and ever-changing retail environment in South Africa.
Rui, we'll get into the capital expenditure in a bit. I want to get your thoughts around how you're seeing the market. Dis-Chem operates quite a wide network of stores across pretty much the whole country, and the business has one of the largest footprints and one of the largest footprints in terms of floor space, not just product offering. That means that in some centers, you might even be considered an anchor tenant. How are you seeing the landscape, the retail landscape? How are you seeing the consumer market? And how is it informing the decisions you guys make?
So I think from a decision perspective as a brand, I mean, I think we play into what is a consolidating corporate pharmacy market, right? So for all intents and purposes, what that means is there's still a little bit of consolidation that happens as a function of corporates taking pharmacy market share from independents. And that's structural. It's happened in other first world markets like the UK and the US. And that underpins a lot of the ambition that corporate pharmacy has around space expansion. So you would have seen ourselves and our competitors, Clicks, for example, even Medirite, talking about space expansion and really someone who's not close to the market conditions or the market structures, structural market conditions, not really understanding what we're chasing down if the market's not growing. But essentially what is being chased down is this consolidation theme beyond independent pharmacy. So that kind of underpins the way we think about space and the way that we roll out space. On top of that, I think there's a lot of new retail space that comes into South Africa every year. The type of space that's coming into South Africa is really convenient type space, you know, open air centers, you're not parking, you can access specific retailing doors relatively easy from parking lots. And that evolution is moving away from the traditional type of super regional centers that are well cemented, have a good fashion offering. And I mean, we alongside of our competitors trade in all of them. A lot of new retail space coming into South Africa, you know, and aligned with the point that I made earlier, you know, it kind of drives our investment in space. But overall, I mean, the South African consumer remains very, very value conscious, incredibly value conscious, just as a function of how stretched they are. So those really would be, you know, kind of the three pillars that we assess each opportunity with and through.
Mm. Rui, you touched on the independent pharmacy network, and I mean, with the wholesale side of Dis-Chem's business, you currently support almost 85% of that independent pharmacy network. Let's look at the wholesale business for a moment and get a sense of how that is faring. I mean, you touched on the fact that the core business and the core retail business is performing really well. How's the wholesale business doing?
So the wholesale business has delivered incredible returns for for a compounded period now, over the last 4 to 5 years. And the story behind wholesale has really been twofold: the penetration of more pharmacy doors in South Africa, independent pharmacy doors, as you described, up now to 85% penetration of all independent pharmacies in South Africa, and then the ability for us to convert those independent pharmacies in some instances to the Local Choice brand, which is a franchise brand that we own. And on that conversion, we obviously get differentiated and an increased support in this in from the pharmacy in our supply chain, which has obviously supported that margin growth profile in the wholesale business. So the wholesale business has actually been a stellar part of the group and probably the superior business unit from a return generation perspective over the last 5 years.
Roy, can we take a look at the 288 million rand that's earmarked for expansionary expenditure within the group going forward? I want to get a sense of how it is you start to approach that from a capital optimization point of view, understanding that, of course, as you said, you operate across different business models and different footprint sizes, but at the same time, you need to be strategic in how you're deploying capital so that you get the most out of it.
You do. I mean, obviously, that's tied into our strategic pillars. So, I mean, our most important strategic pillar is property expansion, network growth, which means more stores, and that drives the majority of the capital investment that you described within the 288. Second to that is just how we're evolving ourselves from being a traditional retailer to a retailer that is data-led and innovative-led. So we've established our innovation hub called XBiggly Labs. It's starting to deliver proof points like our Better Reward program, which is a fundamental of how rewards can drive certain behaviors within an ecosystem. It's started to inform how we think about promotional activity and how and what we select to promote. So that kind of innovation together with new space is really driving the capital deployment of the group and through a return framework, right? So there's a weighted average cost of capital that we carry as a group, and we've got to generate a return above that.
Roy, let's wrap things up with the Better Rewards launch that took place in the month of October. I know it's a very recent launch and doesn't necessarily form part of the first half of the year, but I want to get your thoughts around that. You touched on loyalty programs, you touched on rewarding consumers. That is very much in line with what Dis-Chem and other companies in your space are doing. How are you approaching the rewards conversation differently, understanding that you're in a very competitive space, number one, and number two, you need your rewards program to continue to stand out over and above what might be out there for consumers?
Sure. So, I mean, I guess this is when I draw on my chief storytelling abilities, but I think for all intents and purposes, and we are biased, but I mean, we do have a fundamentally differentiated and now the best reward program in the country. If you think about how the reward program evolves and what it opens up in value for consumers, I mean, essentially what we've done is we've analytically selected a basket of South Africa's most loved brands, 140 plus brands in South Africa that are shopped by every single consumer every single month. And by that, I mean they represent the shopping basket of the many. We call it the many, the many mass market South Africans. And how do we take these highly promoted items that exist across all retail channels in South Africa and kind of overlap a promotional mechanism that gives further discounts on that basket? So our base discount on those 140 brands, 10,000 items in our store, an additional 10%. All you need is a Better Reward card. If you were on our old loyalty program gives you access to that. And then there's specific boosts that sit on top of that that encourage certain behaviors. So for example, we have a pharmacy boost. So if you shop our pharmacy, if you bring your chronic script and drive adherence to medication and improve your health, if you shop over the counter and invest in preventative health, you open another 5% on that same front shop basket. So for all intents and purposes, the highly promoted nappy that you see in South Africa or the highly promoted roll-on or deodorant is now 15% cheaper when you come into our store and when you pay for it at the till. And then on top of that, if you pay with a Capitec card, which is our exclusive banking partner, there's a further 5% discount. So you're in theory getting 20% back on top of promo every single day, every time you shop, for the existence of the promo. For the shop, this isn't something that ends in 3 months' time or in 6 months' time. This is rooted in the core of our program as we deliver it to South Africa.
Focusing on delivering service and exceptional value to South Africans. Strong start to the first half of the year. We wish you the best of luck for the second 6 months. We look forward to catching up at the end of the year. Thank you so much to the Chief Executive Officer of Dis-Chem Pharmacies Limited, Roy Moresh, for joining us to take a look at their interim results for the first 6 months and what lies ahead.